with Allah's blessings, with His mercy, we have another gathering of dhikr that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the meaning of what he stated is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has regards to His preferred and non-preferred people, Allah Ta'ala has given the signs of those who He prefers, likes, and those who He dislikes. Those who Allah Ta'ala considers His beloveds and who He likes, and versus those men and women who Allah Ta'ala dislikes, who He doesn't like. So one is our choice and preference, our basis and understanding and criteria on which we judge somebody and we look at somebody, and one is Allah Ta'ala's criteria. Obviously Allah's criteria, His basis and criterion, can anything compare? No. But we are worldly people, material people. For us, we don't look at that criteria or that basis of understanding. We say, though, the world should be good, nice and easy, house, good jobs for the kids. Everyone should have his own home, and they should get married nicely, easily, have their own children, and there should be enjoyment and comfort. And we say, oh, he's a very lucky man and a very happy family, we say. And further, we consider that person, if he has all of this, we say that person successful. Oh, Allah's given this person His blessings. He's lucky and fortunate. He's got good houses, big houses. And in comparison to that, there's another man, poor soul. He doesn't have this status in the world. His living isn't as comfortable. And sometimes, for example, if you look, the children aren't very rich, not well off. And we say, oh, look at him. He's a poor soul. He hasn't got anything. Allah's not given him anything. This is our criterion, that the more luxuries of the world a person has, we think Allah's pleased and happy with that person. But this is not the reality. This is not the ground reality that I've seen, read and seen the lives of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah. In their lives, there's a lot of, you can say, difficulty, heartbreak, struggle, poverty, hunger, starvation. And many events come to mind, those people who I met and I'm aware of. So Allah's standard is unique, different. This is not happiness in reality. Happiness is permanent happiness. Such happiness that even after death it travels with us. The happiness is, that's eternal happiness. So Allah Ta'ala has stated that if you want to see the people who I like and prefer, I will tell you, define to you, who do I like? Who are the beloved to me people? Which people are beloved to me? Allah says, and you'll see that in the Akhirah, I will treat them, obviously, if they're beloveds of Allah, what will be their glory, their status after dying in the on the day of resurrection? Allah says, the difference between the people who I like and dislike, the sign is this, that those who I give the tawfiq, the ability to do my dhikr, they are my beloved servants. And those who are far from my dhikr, from my remembrance, who are distant from my dhikr and they're negligent from my dhikr, doesn't matter how rich he is, doesn't matter how many shops he's got, doesn't matter in the dunya he's got wealth, Allah says that I dislike that person. So what type of life is that? If Allah Ta'ala dislikes a person, then he is an hollow, empty container. Nothing. If Allah Ta'ala dislikes somebody, remember this point, doesn't matter how much dunya he acquires, how much money and wealth he acquires, but his heart will never attain satisfaction. Yes, it will be like a scratching feeling. There will be a hollow feeling. He'll always have a yearning, always be desperate. You'll feel something's lacking. And I remember with regards to this, Junaid Jamshed, he used to sing. He was a singer. And he had a sort of status in the world, music, singing. He was famous in the world. I forgot his full name. He was famous, isn't it? Singing and music. And how did the change come, the improvement? So he explained, the reason that I improved and changed was I didn't have satisfaction in my heart. I used to do things, I had a lot of money and everything in the world I had, but it was weird for me. He said there was no contentment feeling in the heart. Yeah, there wasn't that peaceful feeling, that bliss. Always something was lacking in my heart despite having everything material. And even this is Allah's karam and mercy, that when a person starts to feel this, that he has everything in the world, I've got maal, I've got children and wealth, I'm happy, etc., but there's no contentment in the heart, and he feels weird, then he should consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight away Allah ta'ala says that to cure yourself, you need to go to the doctor. Not to the GP, general practitioner, but the physician, the spiritual physician, the GPs of Allah. Go to them straight away. Straight away. That, how did I go to Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh? Me? For what reason did I go? Yes, forget about other stories. I could tell you my own story. That, what did I not have from the world? Allah Ta'ala gave me many things in the world. I had money, wealth, everything. But I didn't feel that contentment. There was a sort of a weird, unique feeling, like something was lacking, something was missing, there was a gap. So Allah's mercy and His grace, I understood that here, what's lacking, the gap, I need a different type of remedy, a cure. Alhamdulillah. And it's not difficult to get that remedy. Just have to do dua to Allah. You have to pray to Allah. Yes, to seek the GP, the practitioner, the GP for this solution, it's not difficult to find him. Rather, just with honest heart, raise your hands and say, Allah, I'm not feeling happy, I'm upset, I'm down. Please open up the route, the path, the solution for me. Please introduce me to your friend. Allah says that I am close to what you desire, what you need. We are the deceptors. We don't want what's good for us. What we want is even if we get a peer, a sheikh, he should be according to our needs. What we want, he should instruct us in that way. Yes, the way I guide him and say, do this for me and do khatam here, and etc., give this to him, and he should be in my control and according to my desires, and we'll keep on paying him. Yes, this is the type of sheikh people want. Subhanallah. His sheikh, the guide, he's a doctor. Yes, and the doctor, the physician, he doesn't follow the request of the patient. Rather, he directs the patient himself, the doctor. Yes, so the doctor doesn't look at how is the patient feeling, let me do what's the patient is requesting. No, the GP, the practitioner, the physician, when he guides the patient correctly, then the murid accepts that, he becomes successful, the student, and his nafs gets crushed, suppressed. So sukoon, الَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala said that such contentment and peace will come, you cannot acquire from anywhere else, no corner of the globe can you acquire it. When the servant, when he sits with the friend of Allah in the corner and he starts to do dhikr, the peace and contentment he acquires, he cannot get from any corner of the world. Money cannot give it, wealth cannot give it. These are all temporary things. Temporary. Yes, baqiya li salihat, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that Allah Ta'ala said that that's something different. Allah Ta'ala stated, baqiyatu salihat, that these things are forever. That the wealth that will be with you forever, that is permanent until the hereafter and during the hereafter. Subhanallah. So Allah has mentioned this clearly in the Quran as a guidance to us. Allah Ta'ala, for the people who have guidance, baqiyat salihat, Allah Ta'ala says that the consequences of the good things that you have are as a thawab for you, are very good, ongoing. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that what is this, the meaning of this baqiyatu salihat? These are the kalimat of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Inna allaha ala kulli shayin qadir. These are those treasures, because the treasure of the world will be finished, but baqiyatu salihata forever. The dhikr that we'll do now when we sit down, subhanallah. These are those kalimat, these are those things that on the day of judgment they'll come forward in the hadith is stated, and they will ask Allah Ta'ala for our intercession, that Allah Ta'ala seated us down today, the dhikr we do today, these kalimat, they will do our shifa. They will have so much weight, they'll say, Allah, please forgive this person. Yes, they will protect us. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, Allah Ta'ala has stated, he said about baqiyatu salihat, that these are the keys to the treasures in the heavens. They unlock the padlock, subhanallah. Yes, wal baqiyatu salihat. So these are the fruits forever. A person will endure these forever. So this dhikr we do will give that reward to us. So this is the request I was making, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the definition and sign of those people He likes and dislikes. There's one line that Allah Ta'ala has drawn, a defining line, that is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. That woman, that man who, if you see them doing dhikr of Allah openly, they don't have any dunya, the difficulties, illnesses, the tight situation, they don't have money, no wealth, no recognition, but subhanallah, Allah's guarantee that you don't know that this is my beloved servant, lady or man. Don't look at their poverty, don't look at their lack of money or difficulty or illness, look at my remembrance. So then we say, why are these problems and difficulties and issues? Why does Allah Ta'ala give to His servant? Subhanallah. For this reason, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want that He is just attached to the world. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want for a few seconds that He is happy with the dunya. Allah every moment wants to increase His status through the challenge. So the difficulties and problems, even this is a point that we need to understand, that if a sinful person gets difficulty, look at his hal, look at his the consequence of that person. Sinful person, if you see him, that he's in extreme difficulty, and then see a person who's pious, let's say for example he's got a sickness, look at his condition. There was a pious elder, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Mudazullah Ali, his father, respected father, mentioned this event, that in our Darul Uloom, there was a great elder, and he heard from his father this. And he became ill, the elder in the Darul Uloom. And he got a fever, high fever, temperature, and he said, I went to meet him and asked him, Hazrat, how are you? And he had a great sheikh, great status, wali of Allah, great status amongst everybody. And he responded by saying, I was surprised listening to his answer. And he said in the answer that I'm grateful, everything's fine, my hands and my feet, everything. I've stood today, I've eaten some food and it's being digested, I've drank some water, Allah's ni'mas, and Allah, nothing's wrong with me. So first he mentioned all of Allah's ni'mas, subhanallah. That he was drenched in the sweat from the fever. Then eventually he said, yes, I've got a little bit of a fever, it will go as well. Allah Ta'ala will finish the fever, the temperature, just do dua, inshallah it will go. Subhanallah. So a person like me, worldly person, he was headache, he'd start knocking, he said, oh, I'm finished, oh, what's going to happen now? Oh, forget that, I'm finished, oh, everything's gone, I'm going to pass away. He's got a bit of a temperature, he starts to see death. So this is the situation, those people, Allah Ta'ala, if they're His friends, if Allah gives them difficulty, this is a cure, then why that difficulty for us might be a difficulty and problem, but even in that difficulty, they enjoy themselves. They enjoy themselves. Yes, and in the akhirah, and here, their darajat and rank increases, their hunger, poverty, not having clothes, etc. is different, because they're close to Allah. Their difficulties, Allah Ta'ala gives them that challenge, and they get elevated. They get elevated through their poverty and their hunger and the difficulties of brothers. Become the friends of Allah, become the friends of Allah. A lot of benefit. Enjoyment beyond enjoyment. Enjoyment beyond enjoyment. Nothing else. There's no other criteria to become walila. There's no precondition. Just promise that I will obey Allah. I will not obey my nafs. And you become a friend of Allah. That's it. That's it, within a second. Within a second. Say, my Mawla, you are my Rabb, and the nafs opposes you. I won't accept my nafs as my Rabb. I obey my nafs at the moment as my Lord. Whatever nafs says, oh, just take this. Oh, it's okay. Oh, it's khair. Oh, it's nothing wrong with that. Oh, it's okay afterwards. Oh, we'll do this afterwards. All life long, our life passes like this, following the nafs, because we obey the nafs. Oh, who's looking? No one's looking. Oh, we've come to this dunya. Yaar, we're in this country. Yaar. Oh, it's okay. Everyone else does it. We can do a little bit. What difference does it make? Subhanallah. These are those who worship their nafs, their desires, as their Rabb. But let's accept Allah as our Rabb. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, we'll accept, embrace. Immediately, what does that person become? The Wali Allah, the friend of Allah. Immediately, Allah Ta'ala says, he has recognized me. He's recognized me. So that person's termed the Arif Billah. Yes, that he has recognized his Lord. Identified his Lord. I've listened to Allah, I don't need to listen to anyone else. Yes, and he is trusted in his Lord. And a person, when he obeys Allah, he can never attain loss. Never. Impossible. So, become the friend of Allah. It's not difficult. Very easy. Very easy. Simple. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. And a human being should say, accept. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the signs between those who he likes and dislikes. That my beloved servants and those who I don't like, who I dislike, the difference is that the person who is beloved to me is immersed in my dhikr, he loves my remembrance. And those people of the other party, dhikr, it pinches them. You say dhikr, they run off. Scarper. Oh, it's not necessary. Namaz is dhikr, salah is dhikr, and that action is dhikr, and that action is dhikr. Yes, that's the difference. That every good action that you do for the sake of Allah is dhikr. There's no doubt in that. Of course, every action which you do for Allah Ta'ala's, what Allah Ta'ala prefers, and you do it for the sake of Allah, is the dhikr of Allah. Of course, we all know that. It's a global definition. Everything, every action is dhikr. But everyone, every action has a different form. Yes, when we say this is dhikr and that is dhikr and that is dhikr and that action is dhikr, and they don't do dhikr of Allah. So eventually everything is dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Everything that's good and done for Allah's pleasure. If you go out to earn money, you go to your shop, and this is also dhikr. If a woman, she obeys her husband, and she pleases her husband and fulfills his desire for the sake of Allah, that's also dhikr. Yes, that's dhikr as well. That's Allah's remembrance. She's doing it for Allah. So every action is dhikr, but every action has a different form physically and a different result. So what Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ لَا كَثِيرًا, that Allah says, do my dhikr in abundance. What is that action? What is that action? I'm giving the example. Take a fruit. If I say bring fruit, I want to eat fruit. What will you do? What fruit will you give to me? Hazrat asking for fruit. But what fruit? Why? The mangoes and a melon, and then you have, apples and bananas. These are all fruits. If I say bring fruit, then you'll bring all the fruits to give to me. After that, you'll ask me, Hazrat, but which fruit would you like? Then I'll explain. Answer, I need a banana. Yeah, they're all fruit, but I'll specifically say, what do I need? I need the banana. I want to eat a banana. So you'll give me the banana, it's fruit, but specifically it's called the banana. It's a species called the banana. Then if I say, also apple is fruit, but the name of that fruit is apple. Orange, it's also fruit and its name is orange. So all three fruits are fruits, but their specifics are different. The vitamins that are in a banana are not in the orange. What is in the orange are not in the apple. What's in the apple is not in the pear. Every fruit has a different quality. Quran is also dhikr. Reading Quran is dhikr. Praying salah is the dhikr of Allah. Doing hajj is the dhikr of Allah. Non umrah is the dhikr of Allah. All of these actions are dhikr. But dhikrullahi, that specific action, dhikrullah, is different. When we say dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, the Quran, for example, some say, have you read Quran? Not that, have you done dhikr? You'll mention the Quran. If you want to know someone, know somebody's prayed salah, you'll say, have you prayed salah? You won't say, have you done dhikr? Will you? If you go on Hajj, you won't say to someone, did you do dhikr? You say, have you been on Hajj? They're all dhikr. SubhanAllah. But when you say, have you done dhikr? Then that specific physical action is the action that remembering Allah's name, His attributes, glorifying Him. So when you recite Quran, that's a different dhikr. That's a different action. Just like I said, apple and banana and when you eat the apple, it's a different fruit. In the same way, salah is different. Everything has a specific form, the action. But when you do dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, the specific action with Allah's name, with His naming, His Allah Ta'ala, glorifying Him, then that physical action is different. What's physically different is that that works on tazkiyah qalb and tafsiyah nafs. Tafsiyah qalb and tazkiyah nafs. Purification of the heart and the soul. Yes? So that specific action of dhikr, it washes your heart and it purifies the soul. So that's why when Allah Ta'ala mentions dhikrullah, it specifically means, when Allah says remember me, that means do your tazkiyah and tafsiyah of your qalb and tazkiyah of the nafs, of the soul. Yes, so if we leave dhikr and start reading Quran, that's fine. You've read Quran, but you haven't done the action that Allah Ta'ala has termed as His dhikr, tafsiyah, tazkiyah. That's different. And specifically, you'll have to be prescribed that dhikr to do it. That's what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Always when Allah has mentioned dhikr, then that's this dhikr. Just like tafsiyah qalb and tazkiyah nafs. SubhanAllah. So that's a side point that I just mentioned to you. But some people make this excuse. This was the point that Allah's beloved servants and those who Allah Ta'ala dislikes, you, the defining sign is those who do the dhikr of Allah and who love the dhikr of Allah. Doesn't matter what hal they have in the world, what position they are in the world, but they are the beloveds of Allah. But those who don't do dhikr of Allah, who run away, make excuses. Doesn't matter how much they've acquired in the world, they seem happy, but they are disliked by Allah. What's the difference? Ajib hadith, subhanAllah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that those who are preferred by Allah, who are liked by Allah, when they do dhikr, in the hadith is stated, those people whose tongues are always moist with the dhikr of Allah. Yes, they are the beloved servants of Allah. That they have nothing in their pocket maybe. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that those people whose tongues are moist with the dhikr of Allah. Yes, whether it's the tongue in the mouth or the heart, there are two tongues, there are two eyes. One is the eye on the face and one is the eye of the heart. One is the tongue in our mouths and one is the tongue in our hearts. Yes. So it's stated that those people whose tongues are moist and busy and occupied with the dhikr of Allah, look at the reward, they will enter into paradise laughing, smiling. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So the dhikr of Allah, those people who've been given the tawfiq, the ability, look how much good news there is, that they will enter into paradise laughing and smiling. SubhanAllah. Jannah, before going into Jannah, we'll see that will be the day of resurrection and coming out of the grave, standing on the day of resurrection, waiting 50,000 years, drenched in sweat, and then crossing the bridge of Sirat, and all the phases we have to go through, the tests. But what about the dhakirin who remembered Allah? Allah stated, the beloved servants, my beloved servants who do my dhikr, when they'll go into paradise, then, yes, that where have we come to? Jannah. They said, we didn't even realize. We heard that we'll have to pass over the hellfire, the bridge of Sirat will be dangerous, and there will be reply to that. You've already crossed and you didn't even realize that you had crossed. That the nur and the light of dhikr that you did has protected you and cooled everything down. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Great, great, cheap bargain, brothers. Love the dhikr of Allah today. Love Allah's remembrance today. Allah has given the great promise for the success in the hereafter. Allah's Nabi says, I'm stated that those people whose tongues are moist and busy with the dhikr of Allah, they will enter into paradise walking, smiling and laughing. No difficulty, no obstacles. What big, big challenges and tests await us. Imagine, big, big challenges await us. Qiyamah will be established, the plane of resurrection, hisab, accounting, bridge of sirat, and then Allahu Akbar. The people of dhikr won't realize any of those trials. And then they will go into paradise with ease. And they'll say, we're coming to paradise? They'll say, yeah. They say, what about all the tests and the trials that we to go through, the challenges? And the reply will come that you passed all of that, you didn't even realize. Allahu Akbar. Just like, you know, For example, examples in the world for this, so we can learn. There's an operation. Somebody's got a heart operation, and they have to cut open his chest and then take out his heart and do the operation. Tell me. So what do? They give him an anesthetic, and he's unconscious. During unconsciousness, they cut open his chest, take out the heart, and CPR and blood transfusion, etc. And then they seal it. And when he comes awake, he says, "Has my operation taken place?" They say, "Yeah, it's all done, all finished. That we opened up your heart, took the heart out, and we had to do this and the procedure and the operation." He doesn't realize anything. So, if in the world, due to an anesthetic injection, this takes effect, Subhanallah, if this occurs in the, if an injection in the world can do this, that you don't realize about the whole operation, then Subhanallah, can our Rabb not prepare this, that when we mention His name today, and we mention Allah Ta'ala's name, there's such great effect that you will go across all of the challenges and go into, coast into Jannah. You say, how did I get into Jannah? Where did all the problems go, the tests, the challenges? Allah will say that we gave you the injection of my dhikr. You used to do my dhikr, you didn't realize any of the trials and difficulties, and you crossed all of the problems. Say Subhanallah without any trials. So brothers, will we do dhikr of Allah? Do the dhikr of Allah regularly. Come. Now, so let's understand where Allah Ta'ala says, "Hayat al-dunya wal baqiyatu salihatu khayrun." Everything in this world will finish. Allah says, "Al-malu wal bununa zinatul hayat al-dunya." Wealth and children, all adornment of this world. Wal baqiyatu salihat, but the good deeds, the fruit whereof that you will endure forever, are of greater merit. Merit. The dunya will end, but your kalamat will go with you. The dhikr you do, Al-Baqiyatu Salihat, they will stay alive and they will keep you alive as well in the hereafter. Okay, let's come together. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen Shafi'in Uzzamin Taha wa Yasin. Al-Ameen, Al-Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin Nabiyin Umji wa Zawajayin Mahatin Mubidin. وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به وابونا وغفرنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين امين مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما امین مولا یا اللہ ہمارے ذکر کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری حاضری کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری مصیبت کو دور فرما اے میرے مولا تو مالک ہے خالق ہے قادر ہے یا کریم یا اللہ جس کو تو گمراہ کر دے اس کو ہدایت کوئی نہیں دے سکتا جس کو ہدایت دے دے اس کو گمراہ کوئی نہیں کر سکتا اے میرے مولا جس کو عطا کر دے اسے کوئی لے کوئی نہیں سکتا اور جس سے لے لے اس کو عطا کوئی نہیں کر سکتا میرے مولا یا اللہ تمام اختیارات تیرے ہاتھ میں ہے میرے مولا تو ہی کرم کرنے والا یا اللہ جس کو ہدایت دے دے میرے مولا اس کو گمراہ کوئی نہیں کر سکتا یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ اپنی نعمتیں فضل کرم و رحمت نعمت سب ہمیں عطا فرما دے یا اللہ میں سے دائمی نعمت عطا فرما کہ اس کے بعد وہ ہم سے واپس نہ ہو یا میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں پریشانیوں میں اور میرے مولا مصیبت کو دنوں میں ہمیں امن نصیب فرما میرے مولا ہمارے دلوں کو سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں سے ہمارے خوف کو نکال دے یا اللہ اپنے رضامندی عطا فرما اپنے فیصلوں پہ راضی ہونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو تو کرتا ہے اپنی حکمت سے کرتا ہے Ya Allah, jo kuch bhi tu karta hai hamare liye wo tera faisla sahi hai mere maula. Ya Allah, hamari peshani tere ikhtiyar mein hai, tere haath mein hai mere maula. Tera har hukm hamare par jo nafiz hai, haq hai mere maula. Tera har faisla hamare par jo nafiz hai, wo haq hai mere maula. Ya Allah, tere is naam ki barkat se jo tera hai aur tune khud rakha hai, jo Quran mein isko paak nazil farmaya hai. Ya Allah, jo apne makhlooq mein kisi ko sikhaya hai, ya Kareem, jo tune apne ghaib ke khazane mein rakha hai, uske waste aur wasile se mere maula, hum tujhse apni pareshaniyon ka ilaaj chahte hain, apni musibaton ka ilaaj chahte hain. Ya Allah, tu apne fazl farma, hamari bimariyon ko shifa naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, hamari bimariyon ko shifa naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, haath phailaye hue hain, jholi phailaye hue hain mere maula. Ya Allah, tere darbar mein tere dast aaye hue hain, ya Kareem, tu to woh sakhi badshah hai mere maula. Tere darbar se koi khali nahi jata mere maula. Ya Allah, hamari khali jholiyon ko bhar de, ya Kareem. Ya Allah, hamari khali jholiyon ko bhar de mere maula. Ya Allah, tamam bimariyon se, musibaton se, balaon se, jo kuch bhi mere maula phaile hue hain, use hamare tere hifazat farma, hamari auladon ki hifazat farma, hamare ghar walon ki hifazat farma, hamare mohalle walon ki hifazat farma, puri ummat ki hifazat farma. Ae mere maula, hum sabko sachi tauba naseeb farma de. Ae mere maula, hum sachi tauba naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, hamare tauba ka darwaza khol de, hamare dilon ko naram farma de. Ya Allah, توبہ کے لیے ہمارے دلوں کو نرم فرما دے. یا اللہ, ہمارے سخت دلوں کو تبدیل فرما دے. یا اللہ, اپنے طاعت اور محبت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ, ایسا دل عطا فرما جو تیری محبت والا ہو, تو اس سے فریاد کرنے والا ہو, تیرے سامنے گریہ کرنے والا ہو, تیری طرف رجوع کرنے والا ہو, تیری محبت میں رونے والا ہو, اور تجھے یاد کرنے والا ہو میرے مولا. ایسا دل ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. سخت دل, بنجر دلوں سے ہمیں میرے مولا دور فرما دے. یا کرے یا اللہ, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. یا اللہ, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. یا اللہ, جس طرح انہوں نے بچپن میں پالا, مصیبتیں برداشت کی, صعوبتیں برداشت کی میرے مولا. یا اللہ, جس طرح انہوں نے ہمارے لیے کھانے پینے کے وسائل کو ہمارے لیے انتظام فرمایا. یا اللہ, ہمارے لیے کتنی مصیبتوں کو اٹھایا. یا کریم, یا اللہ, ان کو تو بخشش فرما دے. ہمارے اچھے اعمالوں میں سے میرے مولا سارے اعمال ان کو عطا فرما دے. ان کی قبروں کو میرے مولا جنت کے باغ بنا دے. یا اللہ, ان کی قبروں کو جنت کے باغ بنا دے. اے میرے مولا, تمام مشائخ کرام کے درجات کو بلند فرما, بالخصوص میرے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ رحمۃ اللہ کے میرے مولا, ایسا عالی شان مقام عطا فرما کہ روز حشر تمام مشائخ ان کے مقام پر رشک کریں میرے مولا. یا اللہ, ان کے فیض کو چاروں دہیں پہنچا دے. یا اللہ, چاروں دھنگ ان کے فیض کو پہنچا دے. یا اللہ, ہر طرف ان کے فیض کو جاری فرما دے. یا اللہ, ہر طرف لوگوں کو ان کے فیض سے مستفید ہونے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.